Mr. Osborne, you've spent today, or mentioned this fear that you have about the consequences of the UK leaving the EU. Lots of people have been felt that the campaign has been unrelentless or relentlessly negative. What would you say about it? Why haven't you offered a more positive prospectus?
Well, look, I think there are lots of positive reasons for remaining in the European Union. I think it enhances our security. It means we can increase the number of jobs here in Kent and across the country. I think it makes sure Britain's voice is heard in the world. So I think there are lots of positive reasons, but I also want people to be aware of the consequences of quitting, because it's a binary choice, and you know, it's a simple, we either remain or we leave. And if we leave, it's an irreversible decision. You know, this is something we will live with for decades as a country, and it affects not just our generation but the next generation. And that's why you've got this very unusual event today, where you've got a Labour Chancellor Exchequer and a Conservative Chancellor Exchequer coming here to Ashford and saying very clearly that in our experience you would have to increase taxes and cut spending to fill the hole that would be created in the public finances, because the country was poor, and that would hit the NHS and it would hit working people. And of course we can avoid all this if we vote to remain. And you know, I think when people in Kent think about the consequences for them, their family and the next generation, they will not want to take the risk, and they will see that we're better off and stronger as a country inside the EU.
Are there more profound consequences for a place like Kent, which is at the gateway of Europe, in your opinion?
I think the first thing I'd like to say is that you know, we're taking the decision next week that, you know, if we vote to leave, it's a decision that will last for the rest of our lifetimes. And you know, in any decision you make in your life that's going to be so profound and maybe game-changing, you want to be absolutely sure where you're going. If you've doubts, you know, you want answers. So I make no apology for asking searching questions, because what's interesting is there are no answers to the big questions on the economy, jobs, as we've been saying today. You know, Kent's prosperity depends upon there being a thriving UK economy. You know, you take Hitachi, where we are just now, the reason that this has been a success is it's carrying so many passengers since the railway was built, but it's on the basis they've all got jobs. And also, of course, Kent is the gateway to Britain for many, many people. That's why our relationship with the EU couldn't be more important.
I want to pick up with one particular aspect of your speech or your questions when you spoke about the Lower Thames crossing.
Yeah.
Being a kind of project which would be at risk. I mean, that's quite a serious thing to say, isn't it?
Well, the truth is that if the country's poor, it doesn't have as much money to spend on not just the health service, the education system, but also the infrastructure of tomorrow. And that vital crossing is, you know, the kind of issue which any chancellor would be thinking, well, can we really afford that now? So these are real-world consequences for people. You know, I think it's not all abstract. This is very important.
Do you know, when I was the Transport Secretary for 4 years, and I was struck by the sheer number of road projects and rail projects that had been around since 1945. And do you know why they were never built? Because in nearly every case, they were promised, by the time they got planning permission, the money had run out. And that's why, you know, both of us would make the point, you know, I think the Thames Gateway crossing was around in my time, both of them make the point that you can only do these big transport projects that Kent needs if you know that you've got the money, and you're going to have the money in 10 years' time and 20 years' time.
I suppose, Chancellor, your comments about the Lower Thames crossing might equally apply to an issue that Damien's got an interest in, Operation Stack Money. I mean, you've allocated £250 million. Are you saying the government would have to revisit that?
Well, look, I think we've got, you know, the potential now to solve this big issue for residents when the tunnel's blocked for whatever reason, or the trains aren't working, then, you know, the lorries will stack up, and it's a real problem for local people. And we've got a proposal that the Kent MPs are really happy with. We've got the money allocated, I want all that to go ahead, but I can't honestly, as Chancellor Exchequer, say, you know, I can guarantee every project. I can't. We would have to have an emergency budget, and you know, here in this table, you've got a cut to capital spending, and it's things like Project Stack and the new facility we want to build off the motorway that would be, you know, at least have a question mark against it. I can't give that guarantee because, as you can see, capital spending would be hit.
One last question. Tracy Crouch, you know, is one of our MPs. currently on maternity leave, has been struggling herself to decide which way to vote. And she says, on her Facebook yesterday, she was appalled by the level of debate on both sides and thought it was unnecessarily negative. I'm sure lots of people would probably feel the same about that.
Well, I think there are lots of positive reasons for remaining in the EU, but people also need to think through the consequences for leaving, and they are frankly negative. And, I would say to anyone thinking to vote, if they, particularly someone with a child, think about the future that we're leaving the country and think about the next generation. And, people will make their own minds up, but in the end, why take the leap in the dark? This is an irreversible decision. Once we walk through this door, we will live with the consequences for many decades to come.